Welcome to The Economy and You, a five-minute look at the way developments in the local economy and financial field impact your day-to-day life. On today's program, we examine the details of the public sector wage agreement signed between the government and civil service groups last week. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. On August 11, government officials and representatives of the Jamaica Confederation of Trade Unions, JCTU, which represents several categories of public sector workers, signed off on the Heads of Agreement, bringing an end to protracted wage negotiations. Under the two-year agreement, which covers the 2015-2016 and 2016-2017 financial years, public sector workers will receive a salary increase. They will also see increases in several benefits, all geared towards helping public sector workers better offset their living expenses.
We took what we refer to as a total package approach, looking at all the benefits and emoluments that people are able to access and how we can then balance all of those to ensure that those persons would be in a better position to go forward economically.
President of the Jamaica Civil Service Association, O'Neill Grant. The agreement outlines that in the first year, all public sector workers will receive $4,000 extra per month on their pre-taxed salaries. Several allowances will also be increased. To balance the scales in favor of those workers who do not receive allowances in their posts, the government agreed to increase their pre-tax monthly salaries by approximately $5,600 instead of the $4,000 given to the other workers. The meal allowances will move from $550 per occasion to $700. The subsistence allowance will move from $1,608 to $2,500 per 24-hour period. And the shift allowance will increase from $11 per hour to $13.75 per hour, up to $20 per hour in certain instances. For traveling officers, the full upkeep will be increased to $643,125 in year one, and to $707,438 in year two. The commuted upkeep will increase to $429,060 in year one and $471,966 in year two. The funeral grant for persons who are permanently employed and have died in the line of duty or after a prolonged illness has been increased to $400,000, up from $220,000 effective April 1, 2015. For employees who have died from natural causes not related to the work they do, the funeral grant has been increased from $100,000 to $300,000. For employees who are part-time workers and would have worked a minimum of 156 days in a year, they will be paid a funeral grant of $120,000, up from $80,000. In terms of the death benefit for officers who die in the line of duty, this is moving from $8 million to $10 million. Another key benefit set out in the agreement is the establishment of a $45 million fund to provide grants to children of public servants pursuing tertiary education. The government has also agreed to develop at least one land or housing project for this financial year. President of the Jamaica Civil Service Association, O'Neill Grant, says other benefits are also forthcoming.
We also have an agreement from the government that certain facilities enjoyed by those in the Central Civil Service, that the colleagues in the executive agencies, statutory bodies are not able to enjoy, that these facilities will be extended to them. That includes concessions for using the buses, computer loans, miscellaneous loans, and those other types of benefits that they are not accustomed to receiving right now.
Mr. Grant says implementation of the new benefits may take some time as the Ministry of Finance works with the Accounts and Human Resource Departments of all ministries, departments and agencies to apply them correctly.
There will be some anomalies because how the public sector is currently structured. The categories that allowance are not homogeneous and they vary from institution to institution, and so you might find a similar category getting allowances while another category getting none, and so these anomalies are going to have to be worked out through the next couple of weeks.
President of the Jamaica Civil Service Association, O'Neill Grant. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of The Economy and You.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.